This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning.
And I'm Don Gagne. A new review of cholesterol-lowering supplements has found some products don't measure up to their labels. From fish oils to plant sterols, certain brands and certain ingredients get higher grades, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
One of the supplements that's entered the lexicon of the health conscious is polycosanol. It's produced from Cuban sugarcane, and scientists in Cuba have many studies to suggest it lowers LDL, or unhealthy cholesterol. The problem is independent research conducted outside Cuba suggests it's ineffective.
So there's kind of a cloud over polycosanol right now. We just don't know if it works at this point.
Todd Cooperman heads ConsumerLab.com. His group has evaluated products ranging from garlic to plant sterols, which are also used in buttery spreads, such as Benecol. The FDA allows a cholesterol health claim on these items because there's strong evidence to show they work. In supplement form, Cooperman tested 7 plant sterols. 6 brands, it turned out, were fine, but one product, called Carlson Right for Cholesterol, would not dissolve.
The one that failed actually wouldn't break down properly in the body. You put this tablet in your stomach and it really just sits there and doesn't release its ingredients.
The company that makes the supplement says it's looking into the matter. To Cooperman, it's a reminder that the quality of unregulated dietary supplements varies greatly. Physician Wendy Biggs, who's in family practice in Michigan, says she counsels patients to know more about what they're taking. There's not always a lot of studies to back up claims made by supplement makers, but the latest review, as well as a new comprehensive database on dietary supplements produced by Consumer Reports, are good resources.
So it is a way for people to compare some of the research that is available about supplements.
Determining which ones may benefit you requires more personal information. Pharmacy professor Candice Arunas of the University of California, San Francisco, says people should know their numbers, your HDL, your LDL, and your total cholesterol.
For example, if you want to lower your cholesterol by 30 points, choosing a supplement that only lowers your cholesterol by 10 points will not get you to that goal.
Significant, she says, because getting to your goal or recommend a target is what's been shown to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.